14, go ahead.
He does not have full medical and he's going to get off.
Alright, copy that. So now we also need the other passengers on the bus to exit the bus, and we need to have your bus brought back to the garage for decontamination. And we're going to ask you to not make any contact when you get to the bus because you've been possibly exposed. Does that make sense?
Okay, so what do I do? When I get back to the garage, I just pull it in, and then what do I do with my pouch and stuff?
What you're going to do is you're going to pull up to the spotter shack. You're going to leave your doors closed. They're going to put something on your door and then let you know where you're going to park. You're going to close all your windows and your top hatches, and you're going to leave your pouch on your seat, and then they'll take care of the bus, getting it decontaminated. And then you'll just exit, go to your car, and go home for the day. You ask, you call your station agent once you're in your car, and they'll give you instructions on how you can contact your garage manager. And if you like any numbers for, you know, who to call if you feel you'd like a test, we can help you get those numbers as well.
Okay, but I don't have to get tested because, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how serious this could be or possibly not be. I don't want to downplay it, but I don't want to overreact. But I guess I'll deal with that with the manager when I get off.
Affirmative. And they do have the numbers for the COVID hotlines that you can call and ask those kind of questions, and they can make the best medical choice for you.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to do kind of a weird loop and then get back on the hotline and dead head. Okay?
That's just fine. And we're about to time out. I'm going to give you a call right back. Stand by.